This is going to be such a wonderful night. Don't you think? Reservations at this restaurant never open up. For a while, I thought it was hopeless. We sure are lucky someone decided to cancel. Honey, of course it was just luck. Really, you give me too much credit. It's adorable. Now, please, just focus on enjoying tonight. We are going to have the best anniversary, no matter what. Of course, I'm excited to eat here, but it doesn't really matter where we go. As long as we're together. Oh, honey, stop blushing. I wasn't being romantic. I just meant that I need to be with you to make sure you don't start flirting with someone else. I guess it was a bit misleading. I apologize. No, you've got the wrong idea completely. I don't want to punish you. Just the opposite. I want to reward you for all the effort you've put into making me happy. Especially the way you've come to be more selective regarding the women you interact with. When you go shopping, you only stand on a checkout line with a male cashier. You've started going to a different pharmacy. You even make sure your workout machines at the gym don't leave a woman in your line of sight. That look on your face. Things like that still surprise you. How many times do I have to tell you that it's my job to know how my husband is doing? And you're doing very well. I especially appreciate how you handled the situation at your office. I'm talking about when that young, energetic girl joined in. She's cute, small, and always trying to get your attention. She's like a hamster, don't you think? As expected, you can't really avoid her. Leaving the office isn't like changing a pharmacy. And for the record, I wouldn't want you to. Your current boss is so understanding, and everyone respects you. Most importantly, you've put so much effort into everything else that surely I can trust you in the workplace. I mean, he wouldn't risk repeating your previous mistakes. Would you? No. Of course you wouldn't. Which is why you told me about her as soon as she was hired. Thanks to that, we've already become great friends with no room for misunderstandings. Now she knows to keep an appropriate distance from you. Isn't that a relief? I must admit, dear, I love you to the moon and back, but it's still a mystery why you are so popular with the ladies. Maybe it's the cologne I bought you for your birthday. Maybe I should get you one that smells terrible. Don't worry, babe. I'd still love you if you smelled like garbage. After all, smelling like garbage is leagues better than having you smell like another woman. I wish I'd thought of this sooner. It would have made the perfect anniversary present. It's okay, though. You're not going anywhere, right? So, there'll be plenty of chances for me to buy it for you. Anyway, I have no idea what convinced you to adopt such a drastic change to your routine, but I want you to know that I appreciate them. And tonight is my chance to show you my appreciation. So, why are you sweating? This was supposed to be a relaxing night out with your wife, and yet your mind seems to be elsewhere. Can you tell me why? Oh, that's right. I almost forgot. Earlier, you said there was something you wanted to discuss. We were in such a hurry, and I didn't think it was an appropriate time. But now we're just waiting for our food, so I'm sure we'll have plenty of time to ourselves. So, what is it you wanted to talk about? Wait until we get home. Even though it seemed so important before and still has you shaking? Why can't you say it now and get it over with? Or, is it something you'd rather keep private? Or is it something that you think will upset me and make me cause a scene? Is that what you're afraid of? Oh, now I'm a little excited to hear what you have to say. Go on, honey. Let's hear it. That's interesting. I didn't know you were capable of jokes like that. Asking for a divorce. On our anniversary? You sure have gotten bold. And? Are you going to tell me what led you to even consider such a thing? I think it's a fair question. This kind of thing just doesn't suddenly happen. There has to be some cause, some reason. So, go ahead and tell me why you want to file for a divorce. Your love has changed? Oh, sweetie, that's just a part of life. We've been together for so many years that it would be impossible for us to say stay the exact same as when we first met. In many ways, that's for the best. We met each other at our lowest point in life, and look at us now. Maybe we're not the happiest couple, but I think we take good care of each other. So, if you say that your love has changed, I'm guessing there's something more fundamental that you're not telling me. I can't even consider what you're proposing if you won't be specific. So, please, tell me the truth. See? That wasn't so difficult. And I really do love it when you're honest with me. But still, to think that my husband is scared of me. I'm sorry, but you have to admit, it sounds a little ridiculous. I mean, I've never hit you. If memory serves, I've never even yelled at you. All I've done is treat you with the love and respect you deserve. Wouldn't you say? Manipulate? That's an interesting one. And just how have I tried to manipulate you? Are you perhaps referring to when I convinced you to come clean about how you cheated on me? Or are you talking about how I pick you up from work to spend more time with you? Or are you talking about right now, as I desperately try to talk you out of getting a divorce? Is that what you meant by manipulative? Because those are perfectly natural things for a wife to do. All I've tried to do is support my husband. And this is how you want to repay me? It's so unfair. It would go something like that. Even you have to realize those reasons aren't nearly good enough. I really hope that's not the best you can do. I'm sorry, dear, but you won't get rid of me that easily. Besides, it's a night for celebrating, so let's just get back into a good mood with this. Oh, don't look so scared. They've just turned the lights off. You'll see why in a bit. When I made the reservation, I told them it was for our anniversary, and apparently they have this service for married couples. It was quite a surprise. Look, they're bringing us a tiny cake now. Oh, thank you everyone for doing this. The music was perfect, and this cake. It looks absolutely delectable. Don't you agree, dear? I knew you'd love it, but I hope you don't love it more than you love me. Oh, that's so sweet of you. Did you hear that, everyone? We're gonna be a happy, loving couple for another year. What are you on about now, honey? I told you, this was part of the reservation. So obviously, it had nothing to do with our conversation. It's nothing more than a coincidence. I just wanted to make sure our night was special. I hope I succeeded. Now, let's dig in. This cake is too decadent to pass up. Here, say ah. Don't be shy just because everyone's watching. Actually, in this situation, not letting me feed you is the most embarrassing choice you can make. So eat up. That's it, honey. Don't hold back. How is it? I knew you'd love it. I made sure to pick your favorite flavor. I already knew it, but sometimes I'm still surprised by how simple you are. How easy you are to handle. Maybe you feel like you've lost, but you can't deny that when I'm in control. It makes things a little bit easier for you. So just imagine how much better life would be if you stopped resisting. If you just let me take care of everything. I have so much love to give. All you have to do is stop running from it. We can find a new normal that's comfortable for both of us. Don't you think that's worth a try? Well, you don't need to decide right now. Rather, it's already been decided. The real question is, how long will it take you to notice? Come on, have another bite. Say, ah. Me? No, I'm fine. Watching you eat is enough for me. You are my only focus. Why are you hesitating all of a sudden? You don't want any more cake? Wait. I'm sure this isn't the case, but do you think I did something to this beautiful dessert? Wow. You don't even have to say anything. Your face answered for you. It's not like I baked it myself, so aren't you getting too paranoid now? Would it put you at ease if I had a bite as well? Good to know. But I won't. You'll just have to trust me. That's what marriage is about. I don't want to hurt you, dear. Even if I get upset, I wouldn't take it out on you. Not when there are so many people close to you whom I can take it out on instead. You know how stress can make people lash out. You don't really want that to happen, do you? Good. So that conversation from earlier, we can pretend it never happened, right? Attaboy. You're making the right choice. This is just a rough patch. Every couple has them, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. The important thing is that we try to work through it together. For your sake. And theirs. Now, can you do us all a favor and eat the cake? Oh, you make it look so delicious. I'm glad. Happy anniversary, dear. I hope we have many, many